Conkers. Fantastic. Any grown-ups going to confess they still like Conkers? Or is it just me? No, good. I'm glad there are a few of you. Excellent. I love how shiny they are when they first come out of the case and how they feel so smooth in your hands. Don't you just love that? You've got to love a shiny, smooth Conker. Maybe you've been walking through the park there and seen them all over the ground, maybe on the way to school or perhaps just walking with your dog or something. But it's so hard to just ignore all the Conkers and walk past. You just have to pick them up and collect them, I find. Sometimes you can find the perfect one just lying casually on the ground for you to pick. Sometimes they're kind of half open, ready for you to come in. Sometimes you have to fight to release your Conker, don't you? And they're still tucked up inside. However, I don't know if you noticed, but Conkers just do not stay shiny, do they? They look amazing when you first pick them up, but once they're out of their cases, they get a bit duller. So here's a big pile that Grace and I collected last week. And frankly, most of them look a bit dull, so much so that I had to go and collect another one this morning just so that I could have a really shiny one for right now. Oh, you can keep it, George. Do you want to keep it? I tell you what, why don't you give one to somebody else as well? Here you go. You can all have this. It's so many. Just don't eat them. Just don't eat the Conkers. Which is what my dog decided to do. Not good. Anyway, let's pause on the Conkers for a moment. We'll come back to them later. Let's go back to the story that Jesus told. Did you hear it? The story that Jesus told. It's a very straightforward tale, isn't it? A farmer who has a bumper crop. He's grown so much food that he can't store it all. But he wants more. And he wants to keep it all for himself. This man is greedy. That's the first of three G words we're going to use today. This man is greedy. So he decides to build a bigger barn and plant some more. But the same happens with the next barn. Did you see that? He planted another barn, but still it wasn't big enough. And there was even more crop, and he wants more. So he builds an even bigger one. All the time he's thinking, then I can enjoy myself and live and take life easy. But the story that Jesus tells didn't have a very happy ending, did it? In the middle of all these amazing building plans, unexpectedly, the farmer dies in the night. And he never gets to enjoy all the wealth that he's gathered together and amassed. It was all wasted. In our story here, the carrots were eaten by the rabbits and so on. But more importantly, Jesus says that although he was rich in terms of material things, stuff, Jesus says God saw him as poor. He'd been so busy trying to amass stuff that he'd forgotten that it was more important to be rich towards God. And the implication of Jesus' story is very much that the rich but foolish farmer, when he got to meet God face to face, well, he had nothing to show for his life. It was empty. His life had all been about himself and trying to get more stuff, about having an easy life and comfort. He'd been about pleasure. He was greedy. He'd not been thinking about God and what God might want him to do. But rather than being greedy, there are two other G words that might have helped him to become rich towards God. So the first of those is the word grateful. Did you notice in the story that the farmer just happened to have good soil? He just happened to have soil that produced fantastic crops. It wasn't that he was particularly hard working. He was just lucky enough to have a really good farm. The story might have had a different ending if he'd realised that there was something he needed to thank God for, to be grateful, because it wasn't really his to begin with. The Bible's very clear about that. The world and everything in it does not belong to us. It belongs to God. It's loaned to us. It's a gift. So the first response to a gift is to be grateful. And it's the same with our individual lives. Perhaps like the farmer, we didn't choose everything. You don't choose your family, do you? Or your upbringing, or what skills you happen to be born with. Or you don't choose whether you're really sporty or really musical. Those things just happen. They're just the hand you are dealt with. Maybe you feel that your life has been a bit of an easy ride in some ways. You know, like walking down the path and coming across the smooth conquer without having to do anything to get it. Or maybe you feel your life has been a little bit more prickly, that actually to release your conquer, you've had to fight through some difficult things. We get different kinds of lives, don't we? But at the end of the day, we have to remember that life is a blessing, a gift, not something we're entitled to. So we receive that, first of all, by being grateful. But the trouble is, it's so easy to get focused on all the nice stuff, isn't it? And the more stuff we have, the more greedy we tend to get and forget to be grateful. And suddenly those things that we really enjoyed yesterday aren't quite enough, and we want more. It's a bit like my conkers, really. You know, yesterday I had a really shiny conker, but today it just doesn't look quite so shiny, and so I need to go and get another one and another one. We want more. The more you have, kind of the more you want. And slowly but surely, greed can take a hold of us. But God wants us, first of all, to be grateful. And then secondly, not just grateful, but also generous. If you want to be rich towards God, then simply put, we need to share the stuff that we have here on earth. It's not complicated. So my big bowl of conkers, very easy to share them. How easy would it be if it was a bowl of £10 notes? Interesting. But if we want to be rich towards God, then we need to share. We're to use what we've got to bring justice and blessing to those who are poor and oppressed, whether they live nearby here in Swanage or whether they live overseas. That's why we're collecting food up here for the food bank. Now, I know lots of you donate to the food bank very regularly, but I thought it would be helpful this morning just to bring it to the front to remind us visually that it's great for us to collect stuff for others, actually to make that a regular part of what we do, being generous. And traditionally here in Swanage, we give also towards tier funds to help those overseas with their funds and providing food for them. So it may be that God would like you to go home and make a donation towards tier funds harvest appeal. I hope many of us will feel that that's what God might be prompting us to do. Sadly, a little bit like being grateful, the more you have, it doesn't always mean, does it, the more generous you are. You might have thought that the more you have, the easier it is to be generous, but actually it doesn't always work like that. Often the more you have, the more you think you need. Like the farmer in Jesus' story, the more he had, the greedier he became. But to be rich towards God means being generous. Now, just to be really clear, God's got nothing against pensions on financial planning and savings. Elsewhere in the Bible, we're called to do all those things. So I don't want anyone to go away thinking God's not interested in being wise and careful with your money. He is. But I guess it's a question of scale, isn't it? Who does it belong to? You or God? Me or God? And how does God want us to use it? Today, Jesus calls us to turn away from being greedy and towards being grateful and generous. Because don't forget the rather awkward ends to the story. At the end of the day, life is uncertain. It doesn't last forever. It's passing away. So we need to be rich towards the one who will take us from this world and into the next. We need to be rich to God. So I wonder, having heard Jesus' story, I wonder what Jesus is calling you and I to do differently today.